Welcome to the Analyst Podcast Series, practical advice to advance in your professional career from the experts, moving at the speed of you. Thank you for tuning in.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the pod. Our topic this month is working moms and their amazing journeys through motherhood in the workforce. Today, we're talking to our team members from Delhi, India, managers Sushmita Jena and Ruhani Kaur. Thank you for joining us. Girls, could you tell me about your children?
Sure. I have two children, two kids. The elder one is my daughter. She's 8 years old. Her name is Amira. And the second one is my son, who is just 14 months old. His name is Ayanj.
Oh, wow. They sound lovely.
Thank you.
How about you, Rani?
Sure. So I have a three-year-old daughter. Her name is Jisha, and one kid, but yes, she's always keeping me on my toes.
All right. So she sounds awesome. So girls, I want to ask you a few questions about being working moms. Let's see. So could you describe to us what a normal day looks like for you since after you became a mom? Sushmita, you can go ahead.
Sure. Normal day is normally very hectic when you become mother. But since, you know, when we become a mother, it's not only the child is childbirth, right? It's a rebirth for us also. So normal day with child is roaming around with them, taking care of them. So it's hectic, but at the same time, you know, it's a beautiful experience, God doesn't give to everyone, right? We are the most, those who are moms, they are very lucky to have, those blessings from God. So we take care of these blessings every day, nurturing them, taking care of them. And they are the biggest stress busters for us. So every hectic normal day, they make our normal hectic day stressful. Stress-free, not stressful. So I am enjoying it. So becoming mother is a beautiful experience. So experiencing this stage of our life is, that's a great, great experience.
I appreciate it. So yes, I mean, it must be a beautiful experience to have these blessings as you're telling us. What would you say has been the biggest challenge work-wise since you became a mom?
Yes, challenge is when we become a mom, at the same time, we have to take care of our work also. So we have to, manage time. So biggest challenge is time management, because kids, you know, they don't go according to your time, right? They will need, at the midnight, mid-afternoon, any time, right? They would need you. So we have to be prepared for it. What I think is it's a biggest challenge, but what I have experienced is we have to just go with the flow. We have to manage our manage our work accordingly so that the work is not affected due to our other responsibility which we take care of our children. So time management, which I think is a biggest challenge.
Just yes, going with the flow.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's something we can all learn from.
Yeah, because we can't plan anything, right? If we plan, that will never work. So planning something is, this will never work when you are a mom. So we have to go with the flow, and then, whatever situation will come in front of you, we will have to face it right at the same time.
Yes, thank you. Ruhani, what would you describe as a normal day for you after you became a mom?
Okay, so, just like Sushmita said, nothing is planned, number one. So my day starts once my little one wakes up. So it's, all about her. So like I work in night shifts with US time zone. So till that time, it's all about her. You know, I have to take care of her routine and I have to manage my routine as per her. And then work is always there. And working from home is the biggest challenge, I would say, because managing work with a toddler is a task in itself. So it's more or less the same. Everything is around her, managing my work as per her schedule.
Yes, I mean, it's a big challenge. I can only assume, right? So let's see. What effect does any bias have as working moms while you interact with other women inside and outside your organization?
Bias. Once you become a mom, the life changes 360 degrees. Your priorities change. You know, everything is about your kid. Even if you want to plan something, the first thought comes to your mind, how you're going to manage, you know, with your kid being around, whether they will be with you or not. And I believe in today's environment, it is more difficult because most of us are staying alone, managing your kid, your work, and then your other task and life routines. It becomes little difficult managing your task around that, because obviously they become your priorities there. And whenever I interact with other mothers within the organization, outside the organization, no matter what we are talking about, we land up talking about our kids, what they do, how they behave. So, you know, more or less, it's all about them only.
Right. It becomes all about our children, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Yes. Sushmita, would you like to go ahead?
Yes. Sure. So, yes, when we interact with other moms, right? So definitely, I mean, when we interact, we will discuss about our kids, our baby, right? So, I mean, and what are the challenges that we are facing, right? But this is this moment, you know, shows that, you know, that how much strength we have. We realize that, you know, that how much strength we have, power and the beauty of, you know, facing those extremely challenging times, right? So those remind us how powerful we are, right? And we will get through those tough times. So this is, you know, what I think with every mom.
Yes, of course. Every mom is super strong and we thank them for everything that they do. What would you say would be the most important lesson that you've learned about yourselves and others in this new chapter of becoming working moms?
I mean, motherhood, you know, it gives you so much of experience. You learn to deal with, you know, a lot of crisis, right? You go through a lot of emotional turmoil sometimes. But yes, it make you learn, right, to overcome those crises. This is what I have learned.
Resilience, of course.
Yes,
we
yes.
become stronger. Yes, Ruhani, what would you say is the most important lesson that you've learned about yourself and others?
Right. So, you know, whenever I used to look up to my mother, I used to think from where they get all that energy and, you know, strength to keep on working each and every day, taking care of our needs and, you know, managing everything on their own. Now, I would say I have learned that once I became a mother, you know, going through those different stages, and it's a new learning each day, handling your child, managing your work and understanding their needs. So I would say each day we are learning a new thing. Now I am, I would say, yes, I'm able to understand from where they get the strength to keep on going without, you know, taking into consideration how we are feeling, whether it's, you know, we are in a bad mood, we are having a bad day at work or not. When they are in front of us, that is all what matters. So, yes, I would say that is what I have learned. Taking care of somebody else, keeping somebody, you know, keeping yourself at back and taking care of somebody else other than you. That is the one thing I have learned.
Thank you. Yes, that's what I was going to say. You learn something every day, right? It's a whole
it
new
is,
experience.
It is, definitely. It is.
Every day. What would you recommend to other women before becoming mom?
To me, I would say, you know, when you enter this stage of becoming a motherhood, become a mother, there will be zillion of advices you will receive, how to raise your kid, what to do, what not to do. At the end of the day, I would say, you know, it's your gut feeling that you know what is going to be good for you and your kid as per your situation. So at any point of time, we should not feel, okay, I'm not a good mother, you know, or I should not feel, we should not feel guilty about not doing something what somebody else is doing. So it's all about you and your child, and we know it, that, you know, what is good for us. And that is the one advice I would like to give to every new mom, that listen to everyone and do what you feel is good for you and your child.
Yes, I agree. Feeling guilty doesn't help anybody. What would you say to other moms? What would you recommend, Sushmita?
Yes, Gabby. I would say, I believe the choice to become a mother is, is the choice to become one of the greatest human being, greatest person, because that is something, which is a beautiful experience that I said, right? So there is no way to become a perfect mother, right? Because you will have to go through a lot of things, right? You may have to quit your job, but you can't quit being a mother, right? You can quit your job, but you can't quit becoming a mother. So you will be remain a mother forever, right? Mothers are never off the clock. Mothers are never on vacation, right? So being a mother brings us, face to face with ourselves as children, right? With our mothers as human beings, in our bad times, in our good times, right? So being a mother requires us to get it together, it's a responsibility, right? Responsibility. So having kids, the responsibility of rearing good, kind, and responsible human being, it's the biggest job. So this is, as we were discussing, right? Resilience of women.
Yes, of course. Being strong and powerful.
Being strong, yes. So that's what, we are never off the clock, as I said, and we are never on vacation. So we are 24/7 available for our kids.
And we thank you for that. moms are the biggest superheroes. I want to thank you for being here, and happy belated birthday.
Thank you. And same to you.
So I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Sushmita and Ruhani, you did an awesome job. Thank you for joining us from Delhi, India. I'll see you on the next pod, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to share our feelings, our experience.
You are always welcome with us.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Go farther with analysts. Thank you for tuning into the Analyst Podcast, professional advice to advance in your career. For more information, visit our resource candidate library at analyst.com. Moving at the speed of you.